This week on You and the Law, attorney Patricia Maxwell is here, and we're talking about the parallel roles of the tribal court system and the court systems off reservation. Who is an Indian?
Interesting question. An Indian generally is determined by who the tribe says is an Indian. There are federal laws that say, especially for the Indian Child Welfare Act involving children that come into foster care, the federal government has rules about who is an Indian, but ultimately the tribe makes the decision as to who qualifies to be enrolled in the tribe as an Indian.
Does it make any difference how many generations they haven't lived on a reservation?
None at all. It's really mostly quantum, blood level, a lot of tribes go by. A lot of tribes are maternal. If your mother is eligible for enrollment, you're eligible for enrollment. Some tribes are paternal, the same issue. If your dad is eligible for enrollment or enrolled, then you're eligible, and you're considered a member of that tribe.
Now, if you're driving down Route 438 in the South Towns, which is on the Seneca Reservation or one of the Seneca Reservations, and you misbehave at the wheel and you get the flashing light behind you and the guy pulls you over and you look and it says, Marshall, can they stop you?
They can. They have the power to do that. But the difference, I think, with the Seneca Nation marshals and maybe some other tribes is that they do not have police powers. They're a civil enforcement bureau, I guess you could say, much like our Buffalo City Court Marshals. They have powers to serve summons. They act as bailiffs in the courtroom, but they can pull you over, and they can issue traffic tickets. But if it's anything more than that, generally they would contact a police agency such as the Sheriff's Department or the state troopers, and they would act together on the charge.
Okay, we go back a couple of miles to where 438 runs into 5 and 20 near Cattaraugus Creek, and a deputy sheriff pulls somebody over, and they have the decal on the other car that indicates there is Seneca and all of this. Can that non-Indian police officer pull an Indian over?
Absolutely. They're subject to the same laws, the same road rules as the rest of us, and yeah, absolutely, even if it's on Seneca territory.
There is a tribal court system. What kind of cases, and would they involve non-Indians, go into the tribal court system?
Okay, their trial-level court is called the Peacemakers Court. There are three peacemaker judges on each territory, three on Cattaraugus and three on Allegheny. Anytime the Peacemakers Court sits, two judges under the Constitution have to sit to hear a case. And those cases can involve any Seneca Indians, whether you live on or off reservation, if you have two litigants that are both Senecas, an action that arises on the reservation can be heard. For instance, if you are a merchant and you're doing business with the Senecas, if you're a gravel distributor or something and there's an action arising on the nation territory, that can go into Peacemakers Court. A lot of the cases involve Senecas, custody cases. They have a lot of family court cases, civil lawsuits. If you're suing the nation, that goes to Peacemakers Court.
An area that is a constant source of friction, let's say, between the tribal legal system and the off-reservation legal system is child custody cases involving a child who, I don't even know if they have to be proven to be Indian, but are believed to be Indian. Where do those cases go?
Well, when you say believed to be or proven to be, every tribe keeps enrollment books. You would know if a child is either enrolled or eligible for enrollment. You know, in the instance of the Senecas, if your mother is an enrolled member, you are eligible for enrollment. In some of the cases that we see, we may have a Seneca father and a non-Indian mother. And those are where the consternation appears to be. And those children are considered non-enrolled Seneca minors. They still do have benefits and derive benefits through the nation. They may be able to use the Health Services Department and some other things on the reservation. So those cases, I say, even though it's not what you think is an Indian child by Seneca standards because they're not eligible for enrollment, that case can still be heard in Peacemakers Court. One of the parents is a Seneca. So they still have jurisdiction to hear that case.
Today here on You and the Law, Patricia Maxwell has been here, and we've been talking about the interface between Indian tribal courts and off-reservation courts. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.